This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And here we go. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking now with Super Dave Harrington. And Super Dave was you've been in the military much more recently than I have, so I'm going to be picking your brain on some things. We have talked a little bit about loadouts and that kind of stuff and everything else, but never talked about getting into specifics depending on, you know, what the weather was like.
Okay.
And so when I was 25 years old, if I had to go and put just a sleep pad down on the ground and lay on the ground and sleep, I could pull that off. But now,
right?
Now I'm not sure my old body will handle that. And you've recently done that. Now, when you were doing that stuff with those Ranger kids and everything, and you was out there for a full, 72 hours that you had to go full speed with them?
Yeah, we wound up, it wound up being 48.
Okay.
48 hours straight.
So how did you hold up on that?
Fine. No worries. Now, it was in November, and it got considerably cool in the evening, and that was not it wasn't enjoyable because me and my boat partner, having capsized, we were damp after that. You know, all day long into the evening.
Right.
And we had to, you know, dry our clothes out by the fire and stay as close to the fire as we could without getting burned until our clothes were dry.
Right.
So we could get dressed again. But, yeah, cold weather is, no joke.
So,
and, you know, properly prepared to survive in it.
How, and you had to do that for two. So you, which day did you capsize? First day?
Oh yeah, morning of day one.
Right.
So we started the whole gig off soaking wet.
So what was your loadout though? What did you have?
Well, it was a very light loadout. We had basically self sustaining 3/8 packs.
Right.
Some things, some meals we were afforded, I think it was two meals, like one meal a day. We were given some live chickens at one point that we had to, you know, prepare.
Right.
We did some fishing out of the lake. It was successful, with that from the standpoint of, you know, using the survival gear that we had, you know, some basic fishing equipment. That worked out real well.
Right.
But otherwise, we were too busy being multitasked and evaluated, not only, you know, from competition standpoint for the other team, but the overall gig. It was a lot of fun. But when you start thinking about, you know, packing for cold weather, it's a different animal, because you can be sapped of your strength or your energy really without realizing to what extent until you're already exhausted.
Right.
Heat, you know, heat retention, the funny thing is, as simple as it sounds, being equipped to function with layers instead of having like one primary super, you know, medium to heavy garment, have four or five lighter garments that you can layer. And basically what that does is give you the opportunity to regulate your body heat while you're working. But depending on what your physical output is, you can take several layers off to support remaining comfortably warm while you're working without sweating, to some extent, depending on, you know, what the output is, you know, whatever physical output's being required.
Right.
But you can also, as you cool down, add layers, to maintain, you know, your body heat and your warm.
Right.
A good piece of headgear, and I mean, what I mean by good, something to, you know, that's warm. It's amazing how much heat, you know, escapes out of the top of your head. If, you know, you're all bundled up, heat's got to go somewhere, so it's going to go out. So right out the top of your head. So make sure you've got a good piece of headgear that helps you retain, you know, the heat. Now, foot gear is another critical item, depending on how long, you know, of course, the terrain is going to determine some aspects of your foot gear. But what you want is foot gear that is going to be rugged, waterproof, reliable, but provide enough ankle support. Because you've got to think about, you know, if you're going to be on your own, on your, you know, LPCs is what we call them, leather personnel carriers.
Right.
You're going to be foot bound, so to speak, and carrying additional weight on your back. It's amazing at how much stress that can put on your feet and your ankles. So you want to make sure that your foot gear provides enough ankle support for, you know, any myriad of reasons. And it's got to be, this is going to sound silly, but it's, they got to fit right. They need to be sized right. For example, some foot gear that I wear, you know, like normal type tennis shoes or little dress shoes, whatever.
Right.
Whatever kind of foot gear you want to describe, they're normally a size smaller than what I use for my boots. Hunting boots, hiking boots, whatever. I go with a size up because I always wear, you know, like heavy wool socks.
Right.
With that type of foot gear.
Right.
So you'd be surprised, you know, if you're used to wearing, say, size 12, and you buy a size 12 boot and put on a heavy insulated sock, then do you even have room for the sock in the boot? You know what I mean?
Most people
room for your sock on your foot. But it does make a difference.
It does.
And when you're on your feet and you have to move long distances, it has a cumulative effect, you know, not only on the wear and tear on your feet, but you want to make sure, you know, of course, that whatever foot gear you choose to use is broken in well. There's no time, you know, you're going to suffer if your foot gear is not broken in well.
Well, I can attest to the whole socks thing with boots. I mean, we used to do, in Germany, we did this force march, 135 miles in 3 days.
Whoa.
We were sock specialists in the 154 mech infantry unit, let me tell you. Anyway,
right.
Coming up on the first break, talking to Super Dave, picking his brain as I do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were just talking about foot gear and everything. I just bought a pair of Danner boots, first pair of Danners I've ever had.
What a coincidence, man. I just bought a pair of Danner hunting boots.
These, the reason I got them is I'm a member of REI, of their little co-op thing. And they had a sale going on, so it's like a $220 pair of boots, but I ended up paying $90 for them with all of my dividends and coupons and everything. And so I got them.
I got them, like you said, with a boot sock in mind. And I'm impressed. Never had worn those.
I had a good run with Danners, specifically because in roughly 1990 or so, I had a very nice pair of leather Danners. And they saved my foot. I happened to be splitting wood for my uncle. And he told me to be careful because it was getting, twilight, going on dark. And I just had to bust a few more pieces of wood and wound up hitting my left foot with the axe. And basically, the construction of the Danner boot saved my foot.
Right.
So I was kind of sold on Danner from that point on.
Right.
But the pair of boots that I have now are suspiciously similar to, like a regular army combat boot should be. And they work extremely well, very easy to break in. Took me about 2 weeks to break them in good.
Right.
And they give me, since, I had two surgeries on my left ankle, and I had my right Achilles reconstructed. So basically now I not only need the support, but I enjoy the support the boots provide. I can pretty much move freely with confidence without worrying about re-injuring either leg or foot.
So that covers the boots. Boots and socks are very, very important. How many spare pair of socks would you carry? Two?
At least two pair. Maybe three or four.
Maybe four, yeah.
You can't underrate having too many socks.
Right. And the thing about socks, if they're wool socks that you can, if it gets really cold, they'll freeze dry. Right?
So, right.
And then you just hang them outside of your rucksack or whatever, however you're carrying them, your belt, whatever. And when they freeze, then you knock the ice off of them, and they're dry. They're a little chilly. Right. Probably don't want to slip your foot into that. You probably want to slip that somewhere and let it get a little heat. But listen, now, when I was carrying all of this stuff, we did not have a sleep system. We had a sleeping bag.
Correct.
If we were lucky, we got an air mattress. Most of the time, we got a sleeping pad, which it really didn't do that much, and it just mainly separated you from the ground.
Right.
So nowadays they have a sleep system, which is a bivy, and it's a jungle bag, and it's a moderate weather bag, and all that stuff can be combined into one thing. But what's the person? How much does all that weigh? How big of a rucksack do you have to carry that thing?
Well, I know when I was active, we had what was the warm weather gear, cold weather gear, was the Spear system.
Okay.
And it was a layered system. You had, the next to your body, long johns. I think they were kind of made out of some kind of silky substance. Then the medium layer and then the over layer.
Right.
And it's not something that you would, we're looking at the scenario of what you're trying to do is, if you're in some kind of a survival mode where you're having to strictly rely on what you have on, what you're wearing, and what you can carry, it's quite a bit of, it's a risk versus gain. What is the environment like? Do you need that level of protection from the weather in the first place? You have to do the math on the environment that you're trying to survive and then select, your kit and equipment along those lines or whatever the demands are going to be placed on you.
Right. I also imagine part of the parcel of that would be how often are you going to have to move? I mean, if you don't have to move that often, that it, you can you can settle in a little bit more and afford yourself a little bit more of a degree of, comfort and flexibility and all these other things. But
right.
In a cold weather environment, especially if there's a mixture of moisture and snow happening, for example.
Right.
In the 80s, we had shelter habs, which that meant that that was not enough for us to sleep by ourselves. We had to have a podna,
right.
And he had to have his shelter half, and we had to make sure we had all of our tent pegs, and we had to make sure we had all of our poles and everything. We had to have all of those things. And if we didn't have them, we were in a heap of trouble. Nowadays, I think they all have one-man tents, don't they?
I'm not really sure. I wouldn't be surprised the way things have developed just in the last 10, 15 years. Everything has come a long way.
Right.
I'm kind of a little far away from it right now. What I have in my gear is, remember the survival blankets? Like the little, they look like aluminum.
Yeah.
And they were super compact and
they fit your pocket.
Specifically,
yeah.
Exactly. Specifically designed to trap your body heat. Well, they have tents made out of that same material. There's also, I just saw this the other day, surfing the net. There's a emergency sleeping bag. You know, and it is. It's like Deer Hunter Orange.
Right.
Emergency sleeping bag that's super compact. And it's supposed to be extremely durable. And doesn't, you know, it's not that expensive to, you know, have like three or four of them in
right.
your pack. Just to have them.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll get
ahead.
Back to this in just a second. Talk to Super Dave Harrington. Picking his brain on what it takes to get out there nowadays. I mean, you got out of the Army, I think, in 2003 or 6, is that right? And I got out in 1990. I'm sure it was different from when he got out to where I got out. But here we are now trying to figure out what we got going on. So off we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spraying through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That marks a slightly over 2% increase from last year. The forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since 2000. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, picking his brain on what you do when the chips are down and you have to flee the house and all that other stuff. And so your sleep system for your run out is one of these heat retention things.
Yes, as a matter of fact, during the break, I went over and grabbed it off gear table. It's called Survival Reflect Tent. It's made by UST, Uniform Sierra Tango. And it's a survival shelter. And it says right here on the box, the ultimate survival gear. All weather protection, and it goes into, you know, all key features and, you know, give you a little picture and size and dimensions and all that. But basically, it's about the size of a paperback book.
Right.
When it's packed up. So you could have like two or three of those in your gear and you would have adequate shelter for some time to come. And the only reason I say, you know, two or three of them is because in the event, you know, one becomes damaged.
Right. That was one I was going to say. I mean,
you have
how durable are
replacement.
They? Yeah.
Yeah. I have not put this one into action yet, but hopefully I won't need to put it into action seriously for any time to come, but, you know, it weighs 5.2 ounces, and it's sized, 56 by 96. It's plenty for, you know, someone our size.
Right.
So I'm 6 foot, 6'1", 250, plenty of room. And, you know, of course, the one thing we haven't talked about is food, water, and ammo. Those have priority, period. Food, water, and ammo.
Right.
So, based on what I'm doing and how long I project I'm going to be doing it for.
Right.
You know, food, water, and ammo have priority. That's why all of my other gear I look at from a standpoint of
making
value room. Or
yeah.
needed. You know, do I actually need it to survive? And how big is it? How much does it weigh? Because, you know, ounces are pounds and pounds are pain. And you've also got to consider the size of your pack. If you're limited to like a 3-day pack, then, you know, generally you're only going to be able to get about 3 days worth of gear into it.
Right.
So how much, you know, if you really wanted to start from the beginning, you would have to, you know, consider the environment you're going to have to survive in and then determine the size of your pack in respect to the projection of gear you may need. You know, cooking utensils, there's so many things that are nice to have that you'll basically be denied if you find yourself you know, say disconnected from civilization for a protracted period of time.
What do you think about those freeze-dried meals where it's just the one meal and it's not very big and you just need some water and it's not like an MRE where you have multiple things in it? What do you think about those?
Yeah, outstanding. There's so many good options out there as far as freeze-dried foods. But then again, you know, that puts emphasis on being able to purify water.
Right.
Whether you know, do it chemically or boil it or however you do it, it's got to be purified. So, you know, everything has to work together.
Right.
You know, one thing should complement another. There should be no wasted space.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, if, as far as comfort items go, you need to consider those last. You know, comfort items are things that are nice to have, but you don't really need them. I would consider that a comfort item.
Right. Like a poncho liner, that would be a comfort item, wouldn't it?
Not if that was the only option that you had.
Wouldn't a poncho liner and one of those emergency sleeping bags, wouldn't that be a good combo on a cold night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They complement each other extremely well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the poncho liner is like a necessary item. Now, whether that's, you know, the truth or purely psychological, it doesn't matter. If you believe it is helpful, then take it.
Then there's ammo.
You're the one that's got to carry it.
Yeah. But then there's ammo. Now, with ammo, you have your loadout that's on you, which I guess, how are you carrying it? With a chest rig or with a plate carrier?
Chest rig, 10-speed,
Blue
Force gear, 10-speed.
The one I have.
Chest rig.
So it has four. It has four on the chest rig, right?
Right.
If I'm right about that. So when you got the four on the chest rig, then how much spare do you have in your rucksack?
10.
10. Okay.
Yeah, 14. I go with a double, you know, the Army, what I'm used to, when I was brought up, a basic combat loadout was 7 30-round mags,
with right.
210 rounds.
Right. Okay. So you're going with 14.
Yeah, I just go with a double combat loadout.
Right.
But I only load my mags to 28. A lot of people, you know, seem to have forgotten that rule or recommendation or guideline. But the reason, and there's, you know, there's, I think it was PMAG that, you know, originally guaranteed that their 30-round mags would function with 30 rounds in them.
Right.
Well, that's fine and good, but downloading two rounds, downloading them to 28, what that does is it provides room in the magazine for bolt forward loads.
When right.
the bolt is forward.
That's what I was going to say.
You have enough compression room in the magazine to make insert seating and locking the mag into the lower
one try.
Easier.
One try.
Right. Instead of, you know, inserting the mag and then trying to hammer it
or
into the gun to get it to lock up.
Lock the slide back and then stick it in there. I mean, I get you. I don't have that. I guess I could download two rounds. All of mine are loaded to 30. It isn't that I forgot to do it. I just was like, well, you know, two rounds is two rounds.
Yeah, two rounds is two rounds. So my answer to that would be download, 14 times 28, right?
So you'd have to have one more mag.
I would carry 15 mags.
There you go. One more mag to make up for those two rounds.
To make up for the mag.
Same amount of ammo that way. Well, okay. Well, we just solved that issue. Harrington and I solved that issue for you right there. Just carry an extra mag. Now, we're coming up on the last break. We're just talking about your loadout and everything else and all these other things. Just things for you to consider. But then I got my big question for you. When we get back, just because I don't know the answer to this yet, because I know what my answer is, and my answer is no. So, anyway.
Right.
Super Dave Harrington. You can find him on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington. And you can find him here. And that's about it right now. That's all there is. So, stand by, if you would, as we continue on the discussion of what you should be loading out and how you should be carrying it and what your mindset should be and all these other fun things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Super Dave about what you got. What should you be thinking about? And a couple of things that we didn't cover really quick. Do you carry any spare clothes?
Yes, one set.
One set. And then you're rotating those out. You got to dry the set. You carry some personal sanitation stuff because you got to stay clean, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Good all-purpose, body soap.
Right.
All-purpose body soap.
So, I remember one time prior to Mr. Yeager's untimely passing, when he and his boys decided to do a trial bug out, where they actually grabbed their stuff that they had theorized they were going to carry, and they headed into the woods. Now, have you ever done it? I've never done it. I have not done anything like that since the day I got out of the military.
Just grab your gear and go?
Yeah.
I've done that twice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kind of test fire, what I had going on.
Right. And?
That's the best way to identify things that you've either overlooked or things that you could just be lacking, things that you thought maybe weren't that important, only to find out that in actuality they are important.
Right.
So, I always strongly suggest doing rehearsals for anything that important enough to bet your life on.
Right.
You need to rehearse it. Just because, you can sit back in the comfort of peacetime, so to speak, and pick and choose and put your gear together or change this or change that and think it through, you have to put it into action to actually know
right
what the value of it is.
Right.
So if you're not doing rehearsals, then you're missing probably the biggest opportunity to validate your trains of thought and what you have put together for yourself.
Now, Fisher does some stuff that I kind of think I find interesting, because he'll take off and he'll load his truck on the event that he gets buried in the snow. Then he'll drive his truck until he's buried in the snow. And then he'll get out and try all of his stuff that he's got with him and everything else. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But right. When he's doing stuff that's dismounted out of the truck, he leaves the truck close enough to where if he's made a miscalculation and, I didn't bring enough stuff to stay warm and I'm about to become hypothermic,
he'll get in the truck to warm up and not sustain any sort of an injury. So he does pretty good with that kind of stuff. I have not done that yet, and that's something that I need to be doing. I need to figure that part of it out. And so when you go out and you do that, should it be one day? Should it be two? What should it be?
How much time can you afford?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you prepared to do in the first place?
What are you prepared to sustain? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be all part of your planning process.
Now, the one thing I have going for me is in my past, in the military, the difference between a military person and a person that hasn't been in the military is in the military, you are forced to embrace misery. You know misery. You learn how to deal with it, how to cope with it, and how to reverse it and turn that from misery into comfort. That's what being military means, because you got to be effective, right? You can't be miserable and be effective.
Right, right.
So that's the one thing I got going for me. But the thing about it is I've been out of the Army now 33 years. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out, I think what I would probably do is go out and just pull everything off of the truck and just do it all beside the truck.
Right. Now, here's one thing that I do know for a fact is you don't necessarily have to practice being miserable. That's the whole key of your kit and equipment and what you put together is, survival's the goal, but you have to do it with a certain level of comfort to be able to function.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've been very interested in trying out doing things and training with chest rig on, because with an LBE, which we carried in the 80s, if we had to go to the prone, we would just undo the LBE and lay it at our side and lay down in the prone, getting to a good prone position.
Right, correct.
And with a solid chest, and they make split chest rigs you can do this with, but not the Blue Force Gear 10-speed one you can't do. So that one has to be high enough up on your chest, but when you're... I have never done that, laying on a bunch of stuff before. I have never been in the prone laying on a bunch of stuff. That's one thing I would need to do. The other thing is that I have road marched extensively with an LBE on. I've never road marched with a chest rig and a backpack on. So I'm sure that would be something.
It's not that big of a deal, because it's... you can balance, depending on, how you have your gear configured.
Right.
The gear on your chest kind of counterbalances the gear on your back.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. The other thing is that with the slings that we had in the 80s, I think we called those the parade slings or whatever, because it was for the sling arms thing and all that sort of stuff. We didn't have anything tactical. We didn't have anything slung in front. And now I run a two-point sling, which I could very easily sling up and throw it on top of certain things if I'm wanting to walk without having to carry a weapon. But the whole point of a two-point sling is to have your weapon accessible, right, and ready to go at all times. So I probably want to not go that way. I'd probably want to keep it out front. So there's a lot of things I need to try. And when you're talking about we don't necessarily need to embrace the misery, I have thought to myself what I need to do is just go out and get a bunch of stuff together. Try to go out and do it with the bare minimum, but keep the stuff near me in case I have to make an adjustment just to, I'm not a spring chicken anymore,
Correct.
So,
one thing I'd like to put emphasis on as far as your gear is the ability to navigate. I kind of consider it a soft skill. Because that's something you need to know, understand, and be able to do.
Do they still teach map reading?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them not. But, the quality of the maps, I know for a fact that they can.
Well, where do you find those maps? Where would I find a grid squared map of the area?
MGRS?
NGRS.
MGRS, Military Grid Reference System.
Okay.
Just Google it.
Okay.
They're available. You can request them. You could, order maps for whatever area.
I do not have a GPS system. I have a Linsetic compass.
Okay.
That's I would rather do it that way. I'd rather do it that way. I already rely too much on too many electronics now as it is. I'd rather just go that way. When I was in, I could land navigate like nobody's business. I was really good at it. I never shot the wrong azimuth. I never, you know, if you shoot an azimuth in your point and you're off by 1 degree, depending on how far you're going, you might be way off of the objective by the time you finally get there. So,
right.
I made it a point of constantly doing it. And then if I had to, you know, if you have to come off trail, if you like when you're walking in a straight line, sometimes you can't go in a straight line. Sometimes you got to go 90 degrees and then you got to recalibrate where you are and get back in line and going where you're going. But
right.
Yeah, that's something I need to try out. I've got a gigantic army rucksack. It's huge. Good Lord. It's bigger than anything I ever carried when I was in the military. It's got a couple of sustainment. I'll send you a picture. It's got a big frame on it. I'm sure it'd be comfortable to carry. But, I mean, if I load that thing up, it's going to have to weigh about 60 pounds. I don't know if I want to walk with that. And a weapon and ammo. Yeah. And add water, all that other stuff. Anyway, as usual, I thoroughly appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
No worries, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Super Dave, you can find if you want to keep up with Super Dave, well, you can go to Facebook and look for S. Dave Harrington. He's finally gotten back on Facebook. We'll see what else he comes up with. Combat Speed LLC. Sooner or later, he'll bring that back online. I know he's got some plans coming up. I know he's got some things in the hopper. I'm not going to discuss them because I'm just waiting to see them to come to fruition. He doesn't want me to discuss them, so I won't discuss them. But they're coming, and when they do, this is going to be some great stuff. So keep that in mind as you go about your day, and he'll be back with you. We'll have to talk about next week, won't we? Because next week is Thanksgiving, so we'll have to figure that out.
Right. Okay.
We'll figure that
out. Let me know.
Let you know. Anyway, hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.